Hello, my name is Jayama, and you're listening to Unpurified, the Ramblings of a Black Queer Christian. For today's episode of the podcast, I wanted to talk about the 3 days of darkness. If you listened to my last podcast episode, I mentioned the 3 days of darkness when I was talking about the end times timeline. So I know that because this is such a hidden, I guess, prophecy. I have never heard of it until I started researching the end time. So I know this is probably not something that a lot of people know about. So I wanted to shed some light on it, give the girls, you know what I'm saying, some tea on what it is, what's going on, what's going to happen, and everything surrounding it. So, yeah, let's get into that. Yeah. Okay, so, much like how I said earlier and in my last podcast episode, I didn't even know about this prophecy before I started researching the end times timeline. And even when I first saw it, because the way I found out about it was by videos coming up in my recommends when I was researching the end times. And when I was seeing the videos, I didn't even click on them. Like, I was like, I didn't even really believe them when I saw it. I was like, this doesn't make sense. I've never heard of this before. Why would this be true? But then I like kept seeing the videos and my recommends, and when I would go and research my Bible and like look through my Bible to figure out what was gonna happen during the end time, I kept landing on scriptures that talked about darkness and like God sending darkness over a group of people, or God sending darkness over a kingdom, or Egypt, or, and I was like, oh, okay, like, this is true. Like, this is a real thing, and I should like look at this and research it. So yeah, I started to look up you know, people's dreams and visions, and see you know, what they found about it so that I could get some insight into it. And I've collected, collected some data to share it for the girls. So I got some truth, and I also am here to, you know what I'm saying, as I always do, she's a stronghold breaker, baby, and we're gonna get rid of the lies that I keep seeing when I was looking up other people's dreams and stuff. So yeah, let's now officially get into it. Yeah. Okay, so what are the 3 days of darkness? So, the 3 days of darkness is a time during the sixth seal. So this is right before the rapture of the church. So the church will go through this, where the sun, the moon, and the stars stop shining for 3 days. I also believe that many like electrical power grids and like light sources will stop working properly as well. And so you may be asking, why is this happening? And so first and foremost, this is a metaphor slash romantic display that Jesus is doing for his wife. And if you haven't known, his wife is one person, one individual. And when she gets removed from the earth, her light will no longer shine amongst us. And so because of that, the entire world will go dark for 3 days. In terms of why is this happening to the people who's experiencing it, this is happening in order to get the world to repent and turn back to Jesus. And this will also be a huge signifier that the rapture is imminent. It is imminent, like it is ridiculously close. Like, ridiculously close. Because, again, this is the start of the sixth seal. The 3 days of darkness is a signifier of the start of the sixth seal. And the rapture happens at the seventh seal. And right now, we're at the fifth seal. So, it's close already. But once you see these 3 days of darkness, baby, it's going to be even closer. So, this is a big signifier that... yeah, it's coming up. It's coming up on you quick, baby. So who will this affect? This will affect the entire world. This will happen amongst the whole globe. However, God's people will have light in the darkness. So do not fret. Do not worry. If you are a child of God, you will have light. So, what will happen during it, right? And, I've seen, when I say many, I mean about every, honestly, people give their dream testimonies and say that, like, actual, like, real life demons will be let loose to, like, terrorize everybody caught up in the darkness, right? Like, they're like, well, all, like, he'll open up, like, the the gates of hell, and we'll see real life, like, we'll see real life demons out in the world, and, like, everybody has to go, and, like, anyone who's caught outside is finna get yoked up by a demon or something like that. I was like, girl, what? This is not true. This is not true. We will not see actual demons on the earth, okay? But we will see demonic activity. And this demonic activity will happen through human beings, as it always does, baby. As it always does. Okay, the 3 days of darkness will scare a lot of people, okay? It will create a global environment that is filled with fear, okay? Because this is such a, I know if y'all, like, this is a very big amount of people who are fearful, and I know that y'all have a general understanding of mob mentality. And, like, if a group of people get scared and, you know what I'm saying, they come together, this will make people behave in animalistic and chaotic ways, okay? Human beings who are scared and in groups, baby, they act very similar to demons. They act very similar to beasts, okay? And that's why they are represented as that in people's dreams about this. Because you give a human some fear. And most of these girls will act very, very demonic. Very demonic. Very beastly. Very animalistic. And it's like all sorts of sameness fall out the window. All sorts of politeness and goodwill and hope. Child. Like, it's just like, what? So it's like this is not like when you see a dream about this and it's showing demons and it's showing beasts, it's showing the demons who are operating who are operating within them, you know what I mean? Like, they're not gonna be, you know what I'm saying? It's not actual demons. It's, you know what I'm saying, like when Jesus came to earth and it was like, he was like, look, if you if you knew me, you would understand what I'm saying. You're not a child of God, though. But since you're, you know what I'm saying? If you were a child of God, you would act like God. But since you're a child of Satan, you act like Satan. You know what I'm saying? So it's like people who have fear are gonna act demonic. And I honestly feel like this fear will even go into like this will cause Christians to behave in that same way as well, who don't have a firm foundation and a firm anchor in Jesus. And I think it's because that many Christians are unaware of this prophecy, or you know, the end times timeline in general. So they'll I know that there will be a lot of Christians also who will believe when this happens, they'll think that the rapture will already happen and that they got left behind. And so because of that, they will start to act out of character, which is kind of a, you know what I'm saying, a signal boost to how they actually are. You know what I'm saying? More like they will show their character when this happens, and people will start to turn on each other. Even people within the same house will start to turn on each other, because it's a very, you know what I'm saying, when you feel, you know what I'm saying, I don't know if y'all been in an environment like this, but if you've been in a place where it's just there's it's just a fearful, literally just full of fear type of environment, people act, you know what I'm saying? people act ridiculous. People act chaotic. People act animalistic. And it's like they turn into horrible human beings, okay? They were like, when people, because it's like, I would see things when people were talking about, saying that it's like, you know, like, the like it's actual demons that are outside. It's not that. It's like people will use this darkness, like either you are filled with fear and you are out there moving chaotically and animalistically, or you are someone who is evil and you're gonna use this darkness to your advantage in order to hurt people, in order to rob people, in order to do horrible things. Because again, when you are in the darkness, you are a child of the darkness. You know what I'm saying? So it's like there are many people who are so accustomed to the darkness that they will be out there, and not only be in the darkness, they will perform dark acts. They will be out there and they will try and use this to their advantage to hurt as many people as they want, because fear and darkness causes many people to be evil and mean and horrible to each other. So that is why we need to be, you know what I'm saying, aware of, and we need to prepare for this event. So now that I said all that, it's like how do you prepare for this? How do you prepare for something like this, right? And first and foremost, you prepare by having a firm and solid, a very deeply anchored foundation in the love and protection of Jesus Christ. You prepare by knowing without a shadow of a doubt that God will protect you through this, and that you will have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. Okay? Fear is the reason as to why people will go crazy. Okay? And when you know that you don't have anything to fear, you ain't got to go crazy. If you know that God is still there, that God is still with you, that he is still protecting you, that he is still, like, he has not left the building, babe. He's still there. He is still there. Okay? You have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. So that is the first, how you prepare first and foremost. Baby, you gotta know that he is still there and he will still protect you. Okay. Secondly, you should stock up on candles, lighters, batteries, and flashlights so that you have like portable, you know what I'm saying, light sources, and then pray over them to make sure that they work. Thirdly, you stock up on food that doesn't require electricity to eat, and make sure that you buy enough for 3 days. Fourth, and this is just something that I would do myself, I would pray a prayer of protection. Psalms 91 is a really good one if you want, you know, some ideas. And you could anoint your home, you know what I'm saying, the doors and the windows, with holy oil. Number five, you do not go outside. Do not even open your door to anyone, okay? I do not care who they are. If they are your neighbors, don't do it. If they're your family member, don't do it, okay? If they are outside in the darkness, okay? If they are out frolicking in the darkness and they come to your doorstep, baby, they are not coming to chat. Baby, they are not coming to give you a hug, all right? They are not coming to seek shelter with you, okay? They are trying to do something evil, okay? If you feel secure in darkness, if you feel at ease, you know what I'm saying? If you are out there and you know what I'm saying, baby? This is a special kind of individual. You know what I'm saying? Like the Bible says, we are children of the light, honey. All right. If there is somebody outside trying to get you, this could be very thoroughly a trap. Very thoroughly a trap of someone trying to get you to open the door and they do something to you. So do not let them in. When I tell you that fear makes people do reckless things, this could be your best friend and they will turn on you in an instant because they are filled with fear, baby. Do not open your door. Do not go outside. Don't do it. Do not do it. Do not do it. Fear makes people do crazy things. Do not do it. Do not do it. Do not do it. All right? Number six, make sure you cover all of your windows. Do not let anyone see that you have light. Okay? This could make you a target for all the evil people who are out frolicking outside. Again, fear makes people be crazy. If they see that you have something that they can't have because they're children of the darkness and they want to be in the darkness, you're a child of the light, so you have light. If you see something, you know what I'm saying? They see something that they can't have, they're going to try and target you. So make sure that you cover your windows and you don't let the light escape. And lastly, make sure that you remind yourself of God's goodness, of God's protection. During all of this, make sure you are speaking scripture over yourself, maybe even singing songs, girls. Make sure that you are doing what you need to do to make yourself be aware. You know what I'm saying? Be aware of who God is. Be aware that He's protecting you, and being aware that you can have peace in the middle of all of this. In the middle of all of it, you can have peace in the middle of it all. So, lastly, we got to make sure that we keep up the faith that God is good. That God is good. He's still there with you, and He still loves you, and He's still protecting you. So, how will we know when it takes place? The sign of this taking place will be an unmistakable cosmic event that when you see it, if you are saved, you will immediately know that this thing is taking place. And like some of the things, like an example of like cosmic events that people had saw in like their dreams, were like someone had seen like a new planet and it was like as close as the moon is to the earth. They had seen a new planet and it was just up on the earth. Other people saw three moons appearing at night. Some people saw three moons appearing in the daytime. Some people saw a giant cloud that had the moon within it. So honestly, based on all of this, I think it has something to do with the moon now that I've said all of these examples out loud. So you'll probably see something going on with the moon. And, you know, it'll give you a signifier that the 3 days of darkness are about to take place. And for the last question that I have, what if someone is outside when it happens? Run, first and foremost, and do not delay into going inside, okay? If you take a while, though, and like you see the darkness starts to fall, God will like literally provide a light for you above your head so that he can, you know what I'm saying, he can help you and guide you into going inside. But if you start to see the stuff fall, girl, do not delay, because again, like I said, people move ridiculously when they are in fear, okay? So as soon as you see that darkness fall, go to your house quickly, swiftly. All right. Yeah, and that is everything that I know about the 3 days of darkness, okay? That is what I've learned. That is what I learned from looking at everything. So again, do not worry. Do not be afraid, all right? God is still with us in the middle of all of it. He will protect us, okay? Knowledge is power. And just even being aware of this event will help to protect you and prepare you for when it happens, baby. So, yeah, that's all. Thank you for listening. I hope you could hear me over the sound of this aggressively loud thunderstorm. But if you made it all the way to the end, thank you. And yeah. I'll see you in the next one, I guess, girl. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. If you would like to find me online, I'm on Instagram at The Bible Is Inclusive, and I'm on Twitter at Bible Inclusive. I also have a book. It's called Who Told You That God Was Homophobic? And that's available in paperback and ebook. And that's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Kobo, Scribd, and other retailers. And if you would like to visit my website is called thebibleisinclusive.com. And that is the host of my blog. And I make many posts on there about, like, you know, the spiritual things that I have found out. I tend to be more active on the blog than I am on my podcast. So I recommend that you subscribe to my website so that you can get updates every time I post on there, because, you know, she posts on there more frequently. And if you would like to become a Christian, you can figure that out on my website as well. You can go to the menu, there's a tab, and it says, you know, how to become a Christian, and it'll show you the prayer that you can pray in order to become a Christian if you would like to. And also, you don't have to, you're not forced into this, but if you would like to donate to me, you can also go to my website, and there is a tab on there that says donate, and you can
put in, you know, however much money you would like. They have a single, like, one-time donations, and they also, I think they have reoccurring donations on there too. So you can, you know, do it however you want, and you'll be able to donate to me. And yeah, thank you again for making it all the way to the end of the podcast, and I'll see y'all in the next one.